begins the second perek of Bava Basra. In this perek, we're dealing with property rights and not harming your neighbor. So, in terms of what you're doing on your property, hurting, harming his, damaging his property. So it says, "Lo yachpor adam bor samach labor shel chavero." If I want to dig a hole to make a cistern, a water cistern, in my property, I can't do it too close to yours, because it's going to be seepage coming out of my bore, and it's going to weaken, you know, your bore, if you have a bore next door to me, and it will damage it. So I can't make a bore near your bore. Bore is a round cistern. Below siach, siach is also a cistern, but it's sort of long and skinny. Below ma'ara, ma'ara is like, got a roof over the cistern. Below amos hamayim, and not even a water canal, like for irrigation. Below nivrechas akosin, and not like a pit for doing laundry in. All these things are no good because of the seepage, and it'll damage you. Ela imken hirchik mekosel chaver shlosha tefachim. Unless my water is a full 3 tefachim, called a foot, from the wall of your board, of your pit. Otherwise, it'll damage your pit. The sad besid, and also I have to, only the Rambam for a second. I have to also plaster the inside of my cisterns that the water doesn't leak out and damage you. Let me first make it, before Machlokas, let me make the case clear. The issue is, from the start of your wall to the beginning of my water must be 3 tefachim. Since that means that if you, and you have the same issue on your side, so that really it's going to be a total of the thickness of my wall has to be 3 tefachim thick, yeah, and your wall has to be 3 tefachim thick. So the truth is, the distance between the edge of my water and the edge of your water will be in total 6 tefachim. Right, because your wall is 3 fucking thick to protect mine, and mine is 3 fucking thick to protect yours. Okay? So that's how it would work out if we had adjacent, you know, cisterns. The Rambam learns, like I said, that in addition to distancing, to also to inhibit seepage, a separate additional rule is I have to plaster my pit. The Rush learns either or. Either put your distance or plaster your pit. That would be enough to, you know, inhibit seepage. Why should water leak through plaster, says the Rush. Fine, that's that. Now, there is a separate issue, which is, if you have not got a cistern on your side of the fence, and I do have one on mine, so then, if the field that is in question, I mean, the field that you, that's your field, where you are on your side of the fence, you use rainwater only to irrigate, to water the plants. You don't actually use any sort of ground irrigation. So I don't have to assume you're ever going to build a cistern. Why should you build a cistern, put them in the field somewhere? And therefore, I can build my pit such that the water actually reaches your property line. Because good, the 3 tefachim that protect you are like underground on your side of the fence, but so what? You know, I'm not causing you damage. I'm using my property to its full extent. I'm using, you know, putting water right up to the edge, but so what? I'm not causing you damage. And I have no reason to presume you'll want to put a cistern, pitom, you know, right next to mine, so that mine not causing you damage. However, if your field is being used, if your field is the kind of field that requires regular irrigation, you know, a sprinkler system or equivalent, and therefore it's reasonable to assume that one day you're going to want to put a cistern over there, then I have to distance my water 3 tefachim from the edge of my property line. So from the beginning. Exactly. Now, what will be the normal use to that pitch? Huh? Yeah, well, okay. Yes, indeed. Right.
It's great, right?
Yeah. If I'm going to plant seed in the ground, or if I'm going to till the soil, so, or if I'm going to urinate, I have to keep a distance from your wall, 3 tefachim distance. The seeds, because when I plant, the roots of the plants can, of course, weaken your foundations. When I plow, even though I'm not plowing for seed, I just plant the ground, but I'm like saying plowing around a tree, so there's no roots damaging your wall, but the plowing will like weaken your foundations. The vibrations, the softening of the earth is no good for your wall. So that's keep 3 tefachim distance, keep a foot away from your wall. And meraglime, urine, so if your wall is made out of clay, so then, you know, the urine's gonna over time dissolve it, and therefore I gotta keep it far away from your wall. If your wall would be made out of stone, so then 3 tefachim is more than is excessive. Even 1 tefach will be sufficient, because stone isn't that abraded by, you know, dissolved by water. And that assumes the stone's talk a little bit affected by the urine. Let's say it's regular, you know, the regular limestone we use around here. So therefore, it would, over a long time, get damaged. I can't pee straight on your wall. However, if it's, you actually have, like, you know, like granite walls, granted, I'm not affected by urine at all. Therefore, I keep no distance required at all. Not only that, but umarchikin es rechaim shlosha mina shechev shehen arba mina rechev. This, I have to distance. If I have a hand mill, dafka hand mill, if it be an animal mill, it's bigger, more distance. But a hand mill has vibrations. The vibrations weaken your wall. Therefore, I have to keep my distance of my hand grinding mill from your wall. A total of, remember, there's two parts to the hand mill. There's the top part that's called the rechev. It goes around and around, and I'll spin it. And there's the bottom part called the shechev, on which the rechev is shochev, the shechev, where it sits. And there's a thickness, like a perimeter around the shechev, of one tefach. So, and then I'm going to, you know, spin it in a circle, you know, parallel to the ground. And the grain, the grains are underneath. They're underneath the rechev, squished between the rechev and the shechev. They're getting squished into the flour. So, since there's a lip around the shechev, so it's either, you can say it's either I have to keep three tefachim away from the edge of the shechev, or four tefachim away from the rechev, which is a little bit more because of the lip. The distance away from your wall, so the vibrations don't damage your wall. That's a tanur. If I want to set up a big, like, you know, oven, remember the tanurs, these kind of conical, very hot ovens, so I have to keep my distance from your wall because the heat will cause you damage. Shloshim in a kliya, either three tefachim, it's the same thing, not either, it's both, it's the same thing. Three tefachim distance from the base of my oven to your wall, shen arba mina safa, which actually is four tefachim distance from the lip of the top of the oven, because it's, you know, it's conical, it's indented in. So it's four tefachim from the edge of the lip of the oven to your wall, so the heat doesn't damage your wall.